Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Robert? Hi, my name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good too, thank you. Happy Friday, right? I was going to say we're almost there, not that we're counting or anything, huh? So, I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No.
Okay, perfect. That means she did a good job explaining it, so I appreciate the feedback. And the main benefit definitely is within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right? Yeah, of course, because that will maximize the jobs that come to Superior Earthworks, you know? And it's so affordable. Because you've been in business for only a couple of years, you will qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Robert, is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also they would program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones? Yep. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program Superior Earthworks into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market you'll be able to capitalize on. And then I'm glad to see that you have your business Facebook set up already. I don't know if Tara told you this or not, but because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. For instance, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system which will show you how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. It will show you which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, it'll even show you which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent, you know? And being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage and give a shot for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
How much was it again?
It's just $299 flat month-to-month, and the $99 setup goes on the first payment only, so it would be $398 today.
Is that something I can set up a later date? Is this something I could do? I mean, how do I get a call back?
Well, here's the thing is we have 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. Because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So either it will be you benefiting from the book of business that's in your backyard, or it will be a competing company. I don't know if Tara shared this with you either, Robert, but I just want to give you an example. Over the last 30 days in your area, there were 912 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me is that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is that right now you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that's going to fix that for you, put you front and center, and help you capture that business, right? So I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, you know, try the program and you'll get 912 new clients, you know, flooding in, because that's also not realistic. But what we do know is, statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. And for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. You know, and that's the beauty of it, is that this is all month to month. So we give you the opportunity to try the program, track the revenue and the jobs that are coming in, and kind of pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you have the opportunity to cancel at any time. But I do know that you absolutely never will cancel, because nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you won't either. So when you say, you know, you wanted to call back, what's causing that slight hesitation? Is it the program, or is it the pricing, or is it that you're afraid that it might not work? I mean, what are your thoughts there?
No, it's I just recently joined Angie Lead.
Okay, we deal with a lot of their clients. How do you like it?
I literally just got it going today, so I
no
got
way.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I kind of want to test out and see how that works before I go joining something else. And
so respectfully, I want to just kind of explain to you that Angie's is the other side of the coin. And like I said, we deal with a lot of their clients. What they do is they're a lead generation program. So they sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And I talk to a lot of business owners that tell me that they have the leads hooked up to their cell phones, where as soon as they get a lead, they drop everything and they call on it. And lo and behold, it's already been called on by five or six other guys, or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it. So I don't talk to a lot of people that get paid jobs off of Angie Leads, but for the ones that do, do you know how they told me they got the job?
Yeah.
They said they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. I felt so bad. There was a contractor several months ago I came across, and he said he was about $2,000 into his lead fees, and he was running all over town bidding on all this work, and he kept getting undercut by other companies. So finally he undercut his own pricing, and he took on a bathroom remodel. But the problem was, is by the time he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, right? So that's the first thing you would notice about a program like this, Robert, is being front and center on the first page of Google absolutely will attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to people that are price shopping. You know, and then on top of it, it's exclusive. We only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. Okay, so with that being said, because you just signed up with Angie's today, what I'm thinking is probably joining us right after joining them would be a stretch on the budget, because I'm sure that your marketing dollars can only stretch so far, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that too. Okay. The reason I brought that up, Robert, is if it's also coming down to dollars and cents, I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things a little bit more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've just spent. because at the end of the day, you know, I can't do anything about the agreement that you have with another company or money that you've spent, but I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. You know, there's no question. So I had to do this once before, and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. So if they would approve that for you, it would actually reduce your monthly fee down to just $249, and it would reduce the setup fee just to $49. So that would actually save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that friends and family pricing, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day, you know, to increase your business. So what I would have to do is, you know, kind of explain the situation to my supervisor and request it, and I would get, you know, either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, can we move forward?
So if I can you explain to me one more time how this works on Google, how it, what this is going to do for me?
Absolutely.
Online.
So the first page of Google, if somebody types in, you know, concrete contractor, for example, There's a couple of pay-per-click ads at the top. You don't need any of that. Those are for big corporations that have thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. But right below those paid ads is the local map section of Google, and that's the highest revenue-generating section online. That's the specific section that generates, you know, 87% of the revenue when a search is conducted. So you're going to showcase in a spotlight position on the first page in that local map section where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. And then on top of it, you'll also be on some of the popular directories because we have to beef up your internet presence to get you into that section, you know, and show that you have a solid internet presence. And then also we'll do the mobile optimization to make sure that not only when people search from a regular computer or laptop, but also when they search from a smartphone or a tablet or a voice-activated device, that you're coming up each and every way. So I know that you're absolutely going to love it. You know, our goal is never for someone to spend $249 monthly and then just break even, because if that's the case, it's nice, you know, but it's not a smart business decision either, you know. So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And I have to tell you that we've been doing this for almost 20 years. It'll be our 20-year anniversary in December. And we've serviced over 37,000 active clients all over the United States and Canada. And we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. And that's all based on performance, you know, because there's a reason that tens of thousands of business owners renew with this, you know, month after month after month. It's not because they have to, you know, because nobody signed a contract. It's because the program's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. One thing I wanted to ask you, though, because your Facebook is absolutely excellent. I love the way it's laid out, but I don't think you have a website. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay. Reason I ask you is we also build Google compliant websites here. They charge an additional $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can also request that they give the site to you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Now, I don't know if they'll approve the special pricing and also approve to give you the site for free on top of it, But I always say, you know, being that it's 2024 and you're probably going to eventually need a site anyway, you know, I can at least request it and see if they would allow me to get, you know, get that included. So do you think that that would be fair enough if I could get, you know, the $249 pricing in place with the reduced setup fee and the website? You think that that would, you know, be fair enough in order to give you an opportunity to try this?
How does the website work? How does the website build wave work?
So I'll send you a text right now that has a sample site. These are highly rankable Google compliance sites. They're put together by the Google certified technicians. So it would actually be a standalone website for you. So we would purchase, you know, a domain if it's, you know, www.superiorearthworks.com. If that's available, we'll grab it. If not, they will have a client interview with you and give you the options and get you something close to your business name. And then you can use that as a standalone website. And if you get the link that I sent you, I'll point out a couple of features on it that are really phenomenal. I'm sorry, Robert, I forgot to ask you, do you get text messages on this line? Because I just texted it to you.
Yes, I just got it.
Oh, good. Okay. So if you open up that link, and keep in mind this is more for a landscape company, yours would be catered to your industry, but the first thing that you'll notice is that there's a request information form. That's very, very important because most people, when they see you on the first page of Google, they're going to call you on a click-to-call feature or go to your website for immediate contact, but there's going to be some occurrence where they can't call you right that second because they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug this information into the form. You'll get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. And because that lead is a part of the Google, you know, programming, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And then if you scroll down a little bit in the Our Services section, you have the opportunity to upload photos, examples of your work, before and after pictures. Since you already have a Facebook, we would pull content off of that initially. But obviously, anytime you add more content to the site, you know, that's always welcomed. Any revisions that you make down the road, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And then if you scroll all the way at the bottom, you'll see that this particular client has a map with their service area. The phone number is available on a click-to-call feature, as it is also at the top of the page, and their logo is being displayed to help them with some online branding. So, you know, now that you know a little bit more about, you know, who we are and the statistics behind the services and how the websites are laid out, I'm sure you feel more comfortable in, you know, trying it as long as I could get this rate approved, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Robert, because you're absolutely going to love this. So let me, I'm going to send out the request and just double check and make sure that I can get this all approved. And then while I wait on their response, I want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, I'm definitely going to send you a confirmation email. What email address would you like to use?
SuperiorEarthworks@Outlook.com.
Okay, SuperiorEarthworks@Outlook.com. And then what is your last name?
B-E-M-I-S.
B-E-M-I-S, only one E, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Okay, perfect. And then is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay, is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Yeah, everything goes through that number for now.
Okay, perfect. And then for the listing itself, do you want to showcase your business as Superior Earthworks, or should we add in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
LLC.
Okay.
Thank you.
I agree. I always tell people if you have an LLC, you might as well display it because it adds to your credibility and makes people feel more comfortable, you know, in hiring you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a smart move. And then is the 111 Briarcliff Lane, that's a physical address where you can receive mail in case Google had to mail you a verification code?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you the heads up that they hardly do that step anymore. But if you do see a little 5-digit code coming in the mail from Google, just make sure to get it back to us, because that's Google's way of kind of solidifying that you're a valid business in the area and protecting you from, you know, a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page is to actually have a valid business in the area. So on those rare occasions when they send out that 5-digit code and then, you know, we submit it to Google, now they trust you and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can publish them. So if anyone else checks the mail, you can let them know that that potentially might come. If it comes, it'll be in 5 or 10 business days, okay?
So what is the difference between me being on Google now and this? Because I'm on Google now, and when I type in, if I type in concrete, I come right up.
Okay. So if you type in concrete and you come up, but you're not coming up for concrete contractor or paving or earthworks or a different type of, I don't know if you do any type of land clearing or anything like that before you do the concrete, but there's a ton of keywords that are associated with concrete. So what we would do is we would program you into those other keywords too, so you get maximum exposure. And then also it's dependent on where you're doing the search from. So because we're the best of the best in the industry, we can, you know, most likely even get you a higher reach. Because let's say that your business is registered to 111 Briarcliff Lane and you're doing the search for concrete from that specific location, of course you're going to show up because you're in the actual location that you're searching from, right? But if you go 5 miles down the road and try to do it from your smartphone, chances are you're not going to come up. And that's the type of exposure that we're going to help you with. And it's actually pretty phenomenal.
That's the thing, because I'm almost in Pennsylvania right now, which is probably maybe half hour, 45 minutes away from Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm searching it, and I come right up.
Okay. That's interesting, because usually that doesn't come up unless your phone is just autofilling because you've done the search before. You should try to do it and see if you ever have like a worker with you. Try to do it from their phone and see, because typically you won't come up 35, 40 minutes away. I think your phone is recognizing that you've searched your company before. That's why it's picking you. But I've never heard of that before. That doesn't happen without hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. Unless you're not searching for your actual business name, are you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because that will, you'll come up anytime. It's like if you search for, you know, McDonald's, you'll find McDonald's. But if you put in fast food or hamburger, you'll find a variety of companies. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, so I know that if you do a little bit of testing, you know, with other people's phones and whatnot, you're not going to find yourself in that far of a reach, you know, especially under keywords related. It's probably just because you've done it in your own location before, and then when you've done it again, you know how the search engines will recognize the search you've done before, and they'll recommend the same companies.
Yeah.
I mean, and then also, I mean, worst case scenario is it is 2024 and you need that website. By the way, I got a response back and my supervisor authorized both. He said, go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family pricing. He also gave me the authorization to give you the site for free. So he gave me two different promo codes and he said to wish you a very profitable year, which I thought was nice. So that's worst case scenario. Let's say that you tried this for a couple months and you didn't see an explosion of results, which I know that you will, right? Because if no one's doing the optimization, that page just doesn't get results automatically. Someone has to be doing that programming, right? And it is free to create a Google business page. Any company can do that. But in order to get it on the first page for the various keywords and keep you ranking, it does take a lot of programming, okay? So if let's say that you didn't see a huge explosion of results and, you know, somehow you ended up canceling, which I know you wouldn't happen, worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. because everything that we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. Meaning at that point, Robert, you're going to be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on some of the popular directories programmed into the mobile platform. You know, naturally, if you ever canceled, you're not on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have a stronger internet presence than you have right now. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I already applied those two promo codes for you, so we're giving you the website for free, and we're also doing the friends and family pricing. And in order to secure the position, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Probably credit card. What's the time frame on getting the website up and going?
Website will launch first. That'll be up in 1 to 3 business days. That's very, very quick. The Facebook ads will launch within under 2 weeks. And then the first page placement on Google, depending on which keywords are, some of them take up to 45 to 60 days. So I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when everything goes to full fruition for you.
Okay.
And then is it okay with you if we pull content off the Facebook to put on the site initially, or would you want to put different content on the site?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, because what we'll do is we'll create a client interview for you, Robert, where my technician will call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. And we'll schedule that either for later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. And then in order to secure the position, is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you or just first and last?
A for middle name.
Robert A. And it's B as in boy, E, M as in Mary, I, S as in Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is the Briarcliff Lane also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same.
Same. Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4447 mm-hmm. 0401 mm-hmm. 0654 mm-hmm. 7929.
7929. Okay, expiration?
0227.
And the code?
377.
Okay. So what I'll do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over, you know, setting up the website and whatnot. And some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name. So just kind of bear with me, okay? It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Superior Earthworks, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Robert Venus, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Say that one more time.
So they're asking you to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So, for instance, if the technician needs you to add us as a manager to your Google page, or they need some documentation from you, we don't expect you to drop everything and call us instantaneously, but we do ask to try to do it in a timely manner, because if you put something like that on the back burner, it might hold up your placement. But as long as you can get to those things, I always say, you know, say 24 or 48 hours is fine. Just try not to, like, if they reach out to you, try not to ignore it, because it's having to do with something regarding your campaign, okay? Mm-hmm. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? That doesn't include Angie's because you already told me about that. But anything moving forward, you shouldn't have to do anything else online. But if you do, just let us know about it so we can make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 26th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. And now you said that was going to be billed on every month on the 26th?
Correct. Yep, it's a month-to-month cycle, so the 26th is your billing date each month, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now,
at any time, just three business days ahead prior?
Yeah, that will prevent the next month's payment. So anytime, of course, you can cancel, but if you call us within 3 business days, that will ensure that the next month's payment doesn't get processed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then let me see here. The client interview, it's going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes when my technician goes over your keywords and getting you set up. I have an opening in about 30 minutes. At 2:00 Eastern, will that work? If not, we can do 4:00 today. Other than that, we're triply booked for the rest of the day.
No, 2:00 is fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to block out our window from 2 to 3:00 Eastern, and that's just in case my technician, calls you at 2:15. Don't panic. That means their prior appointment ran over a little bit, but either way, they will be calling you within that hour. Okay, and then lastly, because I got you the special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. Okay. If you open that text, it'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms. That will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom, and there's 2 little boxes that you have to check, 1 to show that you're authorized, 2 to show that you receive text messages. And then you would plug your name in, and please include the middle initial because that's the way it shows on the billing. And then you hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that right now. That username and password is already in your welcome email. But if you see that prompt, then that's your sign that it went through thoroughly.
Okay.
Makes sense? Okay, perfect. And then lastly, on those texts, you'll see the toll-free number for customer service. We're available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And then if you ever call in with an update or a billing question or anything like that, you can just hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me specifically, my name is Tina and I'm at extension 777. So anytime you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then did the page open up for you with the terms, or is it still loading?
No. No, not yet.
It went? I'm sorry.
I was driving. I didn't get a chance to click it.
Oh, you're driving. Okay. Yeah, it takes 2 seconds to do it. I don't want you to do it when you're driving, but try to get it done as soon as possible because that will grandfather you into the rate. And if for some reason it doesn't get taken care of, my technician will remind you when they call you in about 30 minutes to do it as well, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'm pulled over now. I'm doing it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, and then like I said, if you see that username and password, then that's a good sign. That means it went through. Are you a Patriots fan?
I am not. I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, wow, that's cool. How come? What made you a Giants fan, being that you're in New England?
I'm actually in Maryland.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're right. Maryland isn't considered New England. I thought it was, because I always think of, like, the upper East Coast is all New England, but that's more Mass, right? Massachusetts?
Yeah, yep.
Got it.
No, I'm
okay.
I'm originally from New York, so that's why I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah, you know, we're actually in California, but the Giants have been doing so well the last couple of years. There's a couple of, like, little local spots around here, like, during playoffs and everything. It would be all Giants people, like, all the Giants fans would go to those, like, two little bars that I know about, and it was so funny because I'm like, here, we're in California, but there were a lot of Giants fans around here, you know? Yeah, that's so funny. Well, they're doing good. I hope they keep up the good work this year. They've been a strong team for the last couple of years, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. They could do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's always like a letdown when they make it that far and then they don't go all the way. You know what I mean? But they'll get there.
Yeah.
What I saw, they're phenomenal. They're a really strong team. So I enjoyed watching them. So. Well, good for you, Robert. I'm so glad that this all worked out. So please reach out to me in the future if you need anything. And then did you get the confirmation that it's asking you for the username and password yet, or is it still loading?
No, I'm trying to. It's got the my phone number, and it has me type my name in, but the button that I got to press isn't coming, not scrolling up.
Did you click the two boxes where they turned into a blue check mark?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you have the middle initial on there, right?
Nope.
Maybe that's it. Okay, do Robert A. and then your last name, and then
okay.
It should...
There you go. It brought me to the username.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah. It's so funny how computers have a mind of their own sometimes. You know, if you forget the middle initial, then it doesn't give you the option to continue. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. You're all good to go then. And then my technician will be calling you shortly. And in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
All right. Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.